oak trees, gods of the forest, ancient spaces for worship, meeting places, and creative inspiration. My talk today focuses on local oak trees linked to our collection at Leeds Art Gallery. One of the first paintings I'm going to talk about is the Calthorpe Oak. It's in our permanent collection, currently displayed in the Ziff Gallery. The painting depicts a famous local tree with a fascinating history. The Calthorpe Oak was painted by John Rhodes. John was the son of a local well-known Leeds artist, Joseph Rhodes. John was born in Leeds in 1809 and died in 1842 at his cottage in Harehills Lane near Leeds at the young age of 33. Painted in 1840, this painting shows a large oak tree against a delicate rosy sky. This is the Calthorpe Oak in North Yorkshire. This oak tree was famous for its age and size and has been sketched by the artist J.M.W. Turner, as well as mentioned in one of Shakespeare's plays, As You Like It, as an old oak whose boughs were mossed with age and high top bald with dry antiquity. It was said to cover 2,000 metres squared of land, over half an acre, and it's thought to date as far back as Roman Britain. Hundreds of visitors would come and see the tree and picnic by it. At one point, no tour of the north was considered complete without a stop at the mighty oak tree. By 1822, much of the tree was beginning to die, and many branches were supported by wooden props that you can see in Rhodes' painting. Sadly, the tree's life came to an end in 1950. The legacy of the tree still continues in paintings, drawings, and even more importantly, through its acorns. The Runciman oak grew from an acorn taken from the Calthorpe Oak by Captain James Runciman and planted in the 1870s in New Zealand. The Runciman oak has many acorn descendants planted nearby. John Rhodes must have been fond of oak trees, as he also drew a sketch of the Headingley Shire Oak, another very famous local tree. Headingley originated from a 9th century Danish settlement which formed part of the administrative division of Skyrack Wapentake. A wapentake is another word for a Danish local assembly, and Skyrack came from the name of the tree at the time, which was once Skyrake. The wapentake assembly used to meet regularly under the Shire Oak to make important decisions such as settling legal disputes and deciding military tactics. Some local stories date the tree to as far back as the ancient Druids. Oak trees were seen as the father of the forest to the British Druids and represented as the green man. Oak trees were worshipped and revered in Druidic culture. Sadly, this oak too has fallen. It was felled by winds in 1941 and its remains were removed, although its memory lives on in other ways. A plaque now stands at the site of the oak tree, and part of the wooden remains were sculpted into a statue of Madonna and Child by local sculptor Robert Thompson. This sculpture is on display in St Michael's Church. The tree also lives on in the names of two Headingley pubs, the Skyrack and the original oak. Another amazing oak tree in connection to Leeds Art Gallery is the oak that stands just outside of the Henry Moore Institute in Victoria Square. This tree was planted in 1998 and was part of an activist art piece by the artist Joseph Boyes. Boyes was an environmental activist, educator and artist who saw creativity as a central aspect of our humanity. In 1982, Boyes launched a project to plant 7,000 oak trees throughout Kassel in Germany. The project took 5 years to complete and spread across the world. The Dear Art Foundation maintained 37 trees paired with stones in New York City. Each tree is paired with a basalt stone, and you can see ours standing with the tree in Victoria Square. In 2000, the Joseph Boyes Sculpture Park and Joseph Boyes Tree Partnership was developed, going on to plant 350 more trees. Boyes described the project saying, "I think the tree is an element of regeneration, which in itself is a concept of time. The oak is especially so because it is a slowly growing tree with a kind of really solid wood. It has always been a form of sculpture, a symbol for this planet, ever since the Druids, who were named after the oak. They use their oaks to define their holy places. I can see such a use for the future. The tree planting enterprise provides a very simple but radical possibility for this when we start with the 7,000 oaks. The goal of the planting project was to extend the traditional role of the art gallery so that the gallery extends out into the city. The oak tree and plaque in Victoria Square is an example of one of the many public artworks that the City of Leeds offers for visitors and residents to enjoy. The oak tree is an artwork in a state of constant change and beauty. The autumn leaves put on an exhibition every year to passers-by as the tree grows and changes. This beautiful tree will hopefully live to see many generations pass before it.